In a world full of noise and distractions, who do you turn to for uplifting conversations, deep insights, and meaningful discussions? Welcome to the Kingdom Living Podcast, where we talk about faith, purpose, and societal issues from a kingdom perspective.
Hi there. Thanks for tuning in again to another episode of the Kingdom Living Podcast. And we're continuing with our goal setting for the year 2024. As you might also be doing already, or perhaps you have done already, setting goals is crucial so that you know the way to go. And this year, together with you, we want to cultivate some good habits and also stop some bad habits. And as a community, we are presenting several goals based on the Word of God. Last week, Osasias already explained why it's important to stop complaining. And today, we are looking at how we can cultivate patience while embracing God's perfect timing. Yes, as we set foot into this new year, let us embark on a journey of discovering the power of patience. I know that it's not easy, especially in a world filled by instant gratification. We often find ourselves yearning for quick results, immediate answers. We want everything fast. But friend, remember this. Remember the word of God that says in Isaiah 60 verse 22, "At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen." Patience is not merely the ability to wait. It's about finding peace in the process, understanding that the tapestry of our lives is intricately woven by the divine hands of God. Our journey might be marked by twists and turns, moments of uncertainty and unforeseen delays. Yes, I know it's not always fine. But in these very moments, patience can become our greatest ally. You know, just as a flower blooms in its own perfect season, each aspect of our lives unfolds in a beautiful symphony of blessings when we submit to God's divine timetable. God just has a perfect time. Perhaps this year we can strive to nurture this patience that we're talking about. Patience within ourselves. Embracing the profound truth that things will fall into place when the time is right. Let's prioritize trusting in God's incredible plan. He has given us His promise. He will do it. Surely He will do it. Now, when we see those things not coming to pass as we want them, as fast as we want them, let us trust that God will do it. Let us surrender our worries and anxieties to Him, knowing that He holds our dreams. Friends, He holds your desires. Yes, He holds your future in His hands. Remember, in times of waiting, we are being molded, refined, and prepared for the remarkable blessings waiting on the other side of our promise. It's always, you know, beautiful to see what God is doing after we've waited, for long, and then suddenly we see Him manifest that which we've waited for, and we just say, "This indeed was worth the wait, and indeed it's the right time." Now, as we embark on this adventure of cultivating patience, let us learn to cherish the journey itself. It's all a process. Let us enjoy it. Let's find joy in the small victories. Embrace the lessons unveiled along the way. I'm not sure. An unwavering faith that what is meant for us will never pass us by. That is faith. Knowing that God has said it, He has given his report and he will do it. Holding on to it, trusting that that hope that we have will indeed be manifested. Friends, join us. Join us in committing to cultivate patience this year. Let's anchor our souls in the profound truth that the wait is never in vain. With this verse in Isaiah 60:22, which says, "At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen." As our guiding light, let us make it our guiding light. Let's weave a tapestry of understanding and encourage one another to walk hand in hand towards this magnificent moment ahead. We know that at the right time, God will make it happen. May we find peace in surrendering, strength in stillness, and immeasurable joy in discovering that in God's perfect timing, the desires of our hearts will blossom like never before. Thank you for tuning in again. We hope this episode has blessed you. And if indeed this episode has blessed you, we ask you to kindly share with your friends and loved ones. But not only that, also rate this podcast to give other people access to it. Because the more you rate, the more people are able to find this podcast. And we believe God wants to use it to speak to multitudes for his glory. See you next time.